Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Deborah Becker. A key legislative committee has approved some changes to Massachusetts public records law. That law is considered one of the weakest in the nation. Joining us to talk about this is Executive Director of Common Cause Massachusetts, Pam Wilmot. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning.
So tell me, what is the key part, the key change here from this law?
I think one of the key changes is beefing up the enforcement of the public records law. There really has been very little, and part of that is our state is so out of step when it comes to giving citizens a right to go to court and to recoup their costs if they've been wrongfully denied a public record. So few people have the money to spend on a lawyer to go sue over this. And increasingly media outlets don't have it either. So having those teeth are really critical for agencies to actually comply with the law.
If the current law wasn't being enforced, why would this one be enforced?
Again, it provides the ability for media outlets and for private citizens to go into court and recoup their costs if they need to do that. I think you'll see more enforcement happening at the administrative level because there is increased cooperation right now between the secretary and the attorney general. That has been a problem in the past. But we need real sanctions when record keepers don't turn over public information, which they're doing with impunity now because there's really no consequences to be faced when they do that.
So also this bill would reduce the cost of obtaining some government records. It would allow people who challenge a wrongful denial of a records request to recoup attorney's fees. So those are pluses, but there are some folks who say that there are some minuses here because this measure would also give officials more time to respond to a public records request.
That's right. It does increase the amount of time from 10 to 15 days. In reality, they're not responding within 15 or 20 days typically, so having that little extra time we don't really see as a negative to how the law is working.
The Mass Municipal Association has said that it's concerned. It represents cities and towns, and it says that it's concerned that those communities would actually have to end up paying for the cost of providing these documents, and passing this law is essentially an unfunded mandate. What do you say to that?
Well, what the law really does is just provide enforcement. It does not increase their responsibilities. It means they have to do what the law already says.
Also, we should say that this legislation does not change some things, such as the exemptions in the public records law. So the judicial branches, the legislature, the governor's office being exempt from releasing some records. So those protections would remain even with these changes, isn't that right?
In terms of the not covering the state legislature, that is something that, you know, someday may be revisited. But where the public meets government is in the executive agencies and in the municipalities. The other is about making the sausage. The rest is about how is law applied to you. And that's where the media and the citizens need the information.
Common Cause of Massachusetts Executive Director Pam Wilmot, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.